I always talked about how I come from a freak family. I remember when I realized that. It was some time ago. I was spending the night at my grandmother's house. My grandmother was working overnight, and I was home with two of my uncles. I woke up in the middle of the night, made my way downstairs, which I did often because I was thirsty, and I was going to get something to drink from the kitchen. But when I got to the bottom of the stairs and was about to turn to head toward the kitchen, I noticed these sounds. And I was light on my feet, so no one would have heard me coming, even going down the stairs. And it was the middle of the night. But I heard these sounds and I was curious as to what they were. So I went to the doorway and kind of peeked my head around the corner. And I saw my uncle getting his dick sucked by his brother, another uncle. And it took my brain a few minutes to realize what exactly was going on. My uncle, who was getting head, had his arm back along the couch, and his head was rolled back. And I could see my other uncle on his knees, and his head was just bobbing up and down. He was going for it. And again, it took me a little while to wrap my head around what it was I was witnessing. And I remember the uncle who was getting his dick sucked. He just head rolled back, soft moans. The uncle who was sucking dick, he wasn't making noise. He was sucking his dick. And I was so horny. I was so turned on. I knew what they were doing, right? So it wasn't like I didn't know that my uncle was getting his dick sucked. It just took my little brain some time to think about, yo, he's getting his dick sucked by his brother. That's some hot shit. I stood in the doorway with my head peeking around the corner. And I was so turned on watching my uncle suck my uncle's dick. And he's slurping very quietly. I could hear soft moans. And I was so turned on that my dick was, of course, hard. And I remember pulling my dick out. And I started stroking my young dick, watching my uncle's freak. And the uncle who was sucking dick, he stood up all of a sudden and stood over my uncle and started beating his dick. And I realized that he busted his nut on my uncle's dick. Then he got back on his knees and started sucking my uncle's dick again with his nut on my uncle's dick. And he was sucking and stroking. And then that uncle busted his nut. And when they were done, I ran back upstairs. I didn't even go to the kitchen to get anything to drink. I ran back upstairs, went back in the bedroom where I was staying, and touched my little young self. But that was when I realized I come from a freak-ass family. Not just were we hoes with everybody else, we were hoes with each other. And that memory played in my mind for so long. I didn't mention it to anyone for years. And the one time I did mention it to my uncle, the one who was getting his dick sucked, that was around the time he and I were already fucking around. And he was shocked. He's like, yo, you never said anything about that. I did not know that you saw that. And apparently, they had been freaking around since they were very young. They were young then, but this had been something that they had been doing for a while. And shit like that made me lust after my uncle so much more. It made me want him so much more. So when we would interact with each other sexually, I would replay all of these things in my mind. Some of the things I've seen over the years, because that was not the first time I'd watched my uncle get his dick sucked by a family member. It was one of multiple times. I remember one time I snuck in our basement. And again, I wasn't sneaking to find anything. I was on a mission to get something for myself or do something. But I remember going in the basement and my uncle was fucking one of my little cousins. And they were very quiet. My cousin was bent over in a corner and my uncle was fucking him, wearing him out. They weren't naked. Their shorts were pulled down. And my uncle was fucking my little cousin so good. Watching my uncle's ass, which is something that I appreciate currently, like watching his ass, the way it bounced when he went in and out of my little cousin. Well, fuck that shit, yo. It was amazing. And I pulled my young dick out and started touching myself. And my uncle was going for it. He was wearing his ass out. Again, not moaning loud, either of them. But you could hear enough to know that they both were enjoying it. I could tell my cousin was having a good time because he was throwing his little young ass back on my uncle's dick. And I knew my uncle was having a good time because his head would do what it did often when he was getting his nut. It would roll back a little bit and he'd do these soft moans and I knew it. And then my uncle pulled out and I saw my cousin turn around and get on his knees and I realized that my uncle was busting a nut in my cousin's face. And then my cousin stood up, he stroked his dick and he got his nut. And those were the memories that, like I said, would make me enjoy my uncle tremendously. So when my uncle was busting his nut in my face and in my mouth, on my lips, I think about those times I saw him doing it with other family members. I think about how I was so turned on watching him. That in that moment that it was happening to me, I was on top of the world. I was the king at the time because now you busting your nut in my little face. Now you letting me taste your nut. You letting me do these nasty things with you. That's what was so hot, especially in the beginning when my unk started fucking me. If you follow the podcast, go check out the bottom bunk episodes. That kind of tells the story about what we would do when I would spend the night at my granddad's house. But that was when I started realizing that we just came from a family that enjoyed sexing each other. I fucked around with cousins. I've talked about that in some episodes. I used to let one cousin wear me out. My cousin used to fuck me down. He had 3 kids. That motherfucker did not care what he stuck his dick into. He just wanted to bust. And I was that motherfucking cousin who was like, yo, fuck me. Come fuck me. Come fuck me. Your bitch ain't available. Come stick your dick in me and fuck me. I just came from that kind of family where I enjoyed my uncles, my cousins, my brothers. I enjoy sharing dick with my family. I enjoy getting my family's dick. I enjoy that shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. That freak family shit be be some hot shit, yo. It is a true family affair, like I kid you not. Growing up in those moments and having those experiences is what has made me the open-minded freak that I am to date. I don't give a fuck what anyone does, as long as you ain't fucking up the world, killing motherfuckers. Go do your thing, be a freak. You want to fuck on your cousin, fuck on your cousin. You want to get fucked on by your uncle, do that shit. Like, I'm all about being that open-minded freak. There's nothing wrong with getting some nut from a family member. Take it from me. There's nothing wrong with getting some nut from a family member. I'm telling you first fucking hand. Get your nut. Get that nut. Get that nut.